ईश्वरं सच्चित् आनन्दरूपं लसत् कुन्दलं गोकुले व्रजमानम् यशोदपियोलुकलादवमानम् परं हृष्टमत्यन्ततो द्रुतगोप्य रुदन्तं मुहुर्नेत्रयुग्मं रजन्तम् कारं भोजयुग्मेन षट्ठङ्कनेत्रम् मुहुश्वासकम्पातिरेकङ्ककण्ठ स्थिताग्रैवं दामोदरं भक्तिपादम् इति दृक्स्वलीलाभिरनन्दकुण्डे स्वघोषं निमज्जन्तम् आख्यापयन्तम् तादीयेषिताज्ञेषु अभक्तार्चितात्वं पुनः प्रेमतस्तं सथा वृत्तिवन्दे. One second. Aram deva moksha na moksha vadimpa na chanyam vineham varesharapiha idam teva purnata gopalabalam sadame manasya virastam kimanyaye idam te mukham bojam atyanta nilar vrittam kuntalai snigda raktaisya gopya muhushum vitam bimba rakta daram me manasya virastam alam lakshalabai namho deva damodaranta vishno prasida prabodhuka jalabdi magnam kripa drishti vrishtyati dinam batanu grihanesha mamagyam edyakshidrishya kuveratmajo baddha nyumurtyai vayadvat tvaya mochito bhakti bhajo krito cha Tata prema bhaktim svakama me prayaccha name namokshe gahome sti namodareha namaste studamne spura dipti damne twadi odarayatta visvasya damne namo radhikaya twadiya priyayai namo nantalilaya tevaya tubhyam namam ishvaram sachiranandarupam lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam yashodabiyolukaladavamanam param hristamatyantato drutugopya. Maharaj, would you like to read the first and second translations?
Maharaj, actually, I don't have the file here open, and it takes a long time here.
Oh, okay. Then, let's see. Shamsundar Prabhu, would you like to read first three translations?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Dandavat, thank you.
To the Supreme Controller, which possesses an internal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifests himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, who was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisances. Three. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who were attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana in Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord, Damodar, my business is hundreds and hundreds of times.
Then, Kusum Devi, would you like to read the next three?
Yes, Maharaj, Dandavat. Thank you.
Oh
Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benediction, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayers is that your childhood pastime may constantly appear in my mind. Oh Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hairs, have become reddened like bimba fruits due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may these visions constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowned in an ocean of sorrow, and I'm almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision.
Okay. Then, Jadu Krishna Prabhu, would you like to read the next two?
Thank you, Maharaj. Dandavat.
Dandavat.
O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Mother Griva, and Nanda Kuvara, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. Number 8. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which is bound by a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 21:139. The opulence and sweetness of Lord Krishna being described here by Mahaprabhu. Jai Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Madhur hoite samadhur, taha hoite samadhur, taha hoite ati samadhur. Apanar eka kane vyape sabat tribhuvane nasadik vyape yara pura. The beauty of Lord Krishna's smile is the sweetest feature of all. His smile is like a full moon that spreads its rays throughout the three worlds, Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual sky of Vaikunthas, and Devidam, the material world. Thus, Krishna's shining beauty spreads in all 10 directions. Smita kirana sukarpure paise adar madure se madu mataiha tribhuvane vansi chidra akashe tara guna sabde paise dvani rupa pana parinhame. His slight smiling and fragrant illumination are compared to camphor, which enters the sweetness of his lips. That sweetness is transformed and enters into space as vibrations from the holes of his flute. Sedvani chodike dai anda bedi vaikuntu hai male paise jagatera kane. Saba matoi halakari, balatkari anedhari, visheshata yuvatira gane. The sound of Krishna's flute spreads in the four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within this universe, its sound pierces the universal covering and goes to the spiritual sky. Thus, the vibration enters the ears of all inhabitants. It especially enters Goloka Vrindavan Dham, which attracts the minds of the young damsels of Rajamumi, bringing them forcibly to where Krishna is present. Dwani Bada Udata Pati Vratara Bhange Vrata Pati Kolo Hoite Tani Ane Vaikuntera Lakshmi Gane Ye Kare Akarshane Tar Age Keba Gopi Gane. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, his vibration takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddess of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsels of Vrindavan. Nivi kashai pati age griha dharma karai tage bale dare ane krishna stane loka dharma laji bhaye sabha gyana lupta hoy aiche anachai sabar nari ghane. The vibration of his flute slackens the knots of their underwear even in front of their husbands. Thus, the gopis are forced to abandon their household duties and come before Lord Krishna. In this way, all social etiquette, shame and fear are vanquished. The vibration of his flute causes all women to dance. Kane arbitar vasakare apane taha sadap spure anya sabha na deya praveshite anakata nasune kana ana balite bolaya ana ae krishnera vangsira charite. The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter the ears. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give a suitable reply. Such are the effects of the vibration of Lord Krishna's flute. Purport. The vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of the gopis. Naturally, they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of the holy sound of Krishna's flute keeps them enlightened and enlivened, and they do not allow any other sound to enter their ears. Since their attention is fixed on Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their minds to any other subject. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. Punakaye bhayagyane anakaite kailunane Krishna kripa tomara upare mora chita brahmakari anijaisvarya madhuri mora muke sunaya tomare. Resuming his external consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, I have not spoken of what I intended. Lord Krishna is very merciful to you because by bewildering my mind, he has revealed his personal opulence and sweetness. He has caused you to hear all these things from me for your understanding. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that he was speaking like a madman, which he should not have done for the understanding of those who are externally situated. Statements about Krishna's body, his characteristics, and his flute would appear like a madman's statements to a mundane person. It was actually a fact that Krishna wanted to reveal himself to Sanatana Goswami due to his specific mercy upon him. Somehow or other, Krishna explained himself and his flute to Sanatana Goswami through the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as though mad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that he wanted to tell Sanatana Goswami something else, but somehow or other, in transcendental ecstasy, he spoke of a different subject matter. Amita bola anakaite anakahi Krishna Rama Duryamrita Stroti Vai Vahi. Since I have become a madman, I'm saying one thing instead of another. This is because I'm being carried away by the waves of the nectarian ocean of Lord Krishna's transcendental sweetness. Tame Mahaprabhu Kshaneke Mona Kari Rahe Mane Eka Kari Puna Sanatane Kahe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then remained silent for a moment. Finally, adjusting things within his mind, he again spoke to Sanatana Goswami. Krishnara Madhuri Ara Mahaprabhur Mukhe Ihaye Sune Se Basse Premasuke. If anyone gets an opportunity to hear about the sweetness of Krishna in this chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will certainly be eligible to float in the transcendentally blissful ocean of love of God. Sri Rup Raghunatha Pade Hara Asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rup and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila, 21st chapter, describing the blissful characteristics of Krishna.
Maharaj, Purushottam Prabhu wants to join.
Oh, I don't see his name. He's online?
He's sending some message. He's sending some message to me that he wants to join.
Somehow I don't see his name here. All right. Sorry. Have you joined?
Can you hear me, Maharaj? Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, I'm trying to join him. Purushottam, are you there?
Dandavat, Maharaj.
Dandavat. Right. Dandavat. How is everything? I was looking for you. I didn't see you online for a couple of days.
Everything's okay, Maharaj. Not so much difficulty as you know we were expecting.
Okay. Good. And we're in chapter 22. One second. So, Madhu 22 summary, the process of devotional service. In the 22nd chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the process of devotional service. In the beginning, he describes the truth about the living entity and the super excellence of devotional service. He then describes the uselessness of mental speculation in mystic yoga. In all circumstances, the living entity is recommended to accept the path of devotional service, as personally explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The speculative method of the so-called jnanis is considered a waste of time, and that is proved in this chapter. An intelligent person should abandon the process of karmakand, jnanakand, and mystic yoga. One should give up all these useless processes and take seriously to the path of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one's life will be successful. If one takes to Krishna consciousness fully, even though he may sometimes be agitated due to having previously practiced mental speculation and yogic mysticism, he will be saved by Lord Krishna himself. The fact is that devotional service is bestowed by the blessings of a pure devotee, Samahatma Sadurlabha. A pure devotee is a supreme transcendentalist, and one has to receive his mercy for one's dormant Krishna consciousness to be awakened. One has to associate with pure devotees. If one has firm faith in the words of a great soul, pure devotional service will awaken. In this chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu differentiates between a pure devotee and others. He also describes the characteristics of a pure devotee. A devotee's most formidable enemy is association with women in an enjoying spirit. Association with non-devotees is also condemned because it is also a formidable enemy on the path of devotional service. One has to fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and give up attraction for women and non-devotees. The six symptoms of fully surrendered souls are also described in this chapter. Devotional service has been divided into two categories, regulative devotional service and spontaneous love. There are 64 items listed in regulative devotional service, and out of these 64, the last five are considered very important. By practicing even one of the nine processes of devotional service, one can become successful. Speculative knowledge and mystic yoga can never help one in devotional service. Pious activity, nonviolence, sense control, and regulation are not separate from devotional service in its pure form. If one engages in devotional service, all good qualities follow. One does not have to cultivate them separately. Spontaneous devotional service arises when one follows a pure devotee who is awakened to spontaneous love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the symptoms of devotees who are already situated in spontaneous love of God. He also describes the devotees who are trying to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Tama Karunarnavam Kavapti Gudeham Bhaktiryena Prakashita. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is an ocean of transcendental mercy. And although the subject matter of Bhakti Yoga is very confidential, he has nonetheless manifested it so nicely, even in this age of Kali, the age of quarrel. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glory to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aite kahilun sambandha tatvera vichara, veda shastre upadeshe krishna eshara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have described one's relationship with Krishna in various ways. This is the subject matter of all the Vedas. Krishna is the center of all activities. Ebe kai shuna abideya lakshana, yahoi te pai krishna krishna premadana. Now I shall speak about the characteristics of devotional service by which one can attain the shelter of Krishna and his loving transcendental service.
Mara, this abideya means that shiksha description, abideya lakshana.
What is that?
In this loka.
Abideya?
In this loka it is told abideya.
Abhideya Lakshana, one's prime business, devotional service. Abhideya Lakshana means the qualities of, Abhideya means the path, the path of devotional service, the auspicious qualities of the path of devotional service. The characteristics of devotional service.
What is the pastime?
What's that?
What is the pastime attached to? What is the pastime in relation to Govinda ji for the representation of this, Abhideya as deity form?
Why is Govinda associated with Abhideya, you're saying?
Yes, Maharaj.
Govinda's pastimes with the gopas and the gopis and the cows, Govinda is associated with that. And that is a what do you say, middle stage, the middle stage. And from the primary, the first deity is Madan Mohan, associated with Sambandha Gyan, establishing one's relationship. Madan Mohan is like the illusion, the illusory potency of Madhava, of Krishna. And Govinda is the pleaser of the cows and the gopis, gopas. And then that's Abhide is associated with that. And then what is the third one?
Gopinath.
Prayojan, Gopinath. Gopinath is the pleaser of the gopis. His sole interest is there in the Parakya Ras. So these represent the different, at the different stages, they represent different levels of attainment of prem. Prem, sambandha, abhide, prayojan, different emphasis is given according to the intensity of this, of the surrender and, what do you say, intimate relationship with the Lord. One emphasis will be given over another. So first one has to understand relationship. This is sambandha, is a kind of more or less a knowledge to get one out of, to get one free from moha. Moha means illusion, Madan Mohan. He attracts us from our illusory existence once we understand our relationship with Krishna. Madan Mohan. Cupid, love of Krishna will attract us and establish, and we can understand what is our relationship with him. Then Abhidaya, we engage in the path of devotional service. And we come like that means we have some relationship with the Lord established in Dasyara, sorry, in Vatsaya Ras or Madhuri Ras also, but in a not in the Parakya stage. And then, and also Sakyaras. But in the higher stage, Gopinath, in the Prayojan, our highest aspiration will be found in Gopinath, in the Parikya Ras of Krishna and the Gopis. That's the way I understand it.
So, Maharaj, this Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, this is only existing in Gaudiya, Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. Or other sampradaya has some kind of this kind of conception?
That I don't know. I haven't studied the other sampradayas. I don't know. I can't make any comment on that. Do you have some information about that?
Well, I don't know, because there is like, you know, yogis that Guru Maharaj explained, four types of people are there: karmis, jnanis, yogis, and devotees. So, see, Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojan, it appears that like diksha and siksha and then final stage. So it is a general principle of, or it is only existing in Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya.
No, I'm not sure. Maybe there in Madhava Sampradaya. But I don't know. I haven't studied that. I haven't heard of it. And any details?
This is revealed by which Acharya Maharaj? These three things? It's like Chaitanya Chaitanya, Krishnadas Kaviraj, or before that?
This is Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami. But where it comes from, I don't know. I don't know. Jiva Goswami may have written something about that, where it comes from. So let's see. Next one is 22.5. Krishna bhakti abhide sarva shastra kaya ateva munigana kariyache nishaya. A human being's activity should be centered only on devotional service to the Lord, to Lord Krishna. That is the verdict of all Vedic literatures, and all saintly people have firmly concluded this. Shrutir mata prista tishrati bhavar ardana vidhim yatha matur vani smritir api tata vakti bhagni purandayate yeva sahaja nivahaste taruga atak satyama gyata mura hara bhavam eva saranam. Oh, and mother, the mother of the Veda Shruti is questioned. At whom to worship? She says that you are the only Lord and worshipable object. Similarly, the corollaries of the Shruti Shastras, the Smriti Shastras, give the same instructions, just like sisters. The Puranas, which are like brothers, follow in the footsteps of their mother. O enemy of the demon Mura, the conclusion is that you are the only shelter. Now I have understood this in truth. And this quotation from the Vedic literature was spoken to the Lord by great sages. Advai gyan tatva krishna swayam bhagavan swarup shakti rupa tandra hoya avashtana. Krishna is the non-dual absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. Although he is one, he maintains different personal expansions and energies for his pastimes. Purport. The Lord has many potencies, and he is non-different from all these potencies. Because the potencies are and the potent cannot be separated, they are identical. Krishna is described as the source of all potencies, and he is also identified with the external potency, the material energy. Krishna also has internal potencies or spiritual potencies, which are always engaged in his personal service. His internal potency is different from his external potency. Krishna's internal potency and Krishna himself, who is the potent, are always identical. Purushottam Prabhu, would you like to read?
Dandavatman.
Dandavats Prabhu, would you like to read?
Yes, Maharaj, I'm just beginning.
Dandavats. All right. Thank you, Prabhu.
Swamsa vivinnamsa rupe hoya vistar ananta vaikuntha brahmande karino vihar. Krishna expands himself in many forms. Some of them are personal expansions and some are separate expansions. Thus, he performs pastimes in both the spiritual and the material worlds. The spiritual worlds are the Vaikuntha planets, and the material universes are the Brahmandas, gigantic globes governed by Lord Brahma. Swamsa Vistar Chaturvyuha Avatar Gana Viminnam Sivatar Shakti Te Ganana. Expansions of his personal self, like the quadruple manifestations of Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudeva, descend as incarnations from Vaikuntha to this material world. The separated expansions are the living entities, although they are expansions of Krishna. They are counted among his different potencies. Purport. The personal expansions are known as Vishnu Tattva, and the separated expansions are known as Jiva Tattva. Although the jivas, living entities, are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are still counted among his multi-potencies. This is fully described by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Apareyam itastva anyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam dharayate jagat. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature. Although the living entities are Krishna's parts and parcels, they are Prakriti, not Purusha. Sometimes Prakriti, a living entity, attempts to imitate the activities of the Purusha. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, living entities conditioned in this material world claim to be God. Thus, they are illusioned. A living entity cannot be on the level of a Vishnu Tattva or the personality of Godhead at any stage. Therefore, it is ludicrous for a living entity to claim to be God. Advanced spiritualists would never accept such a thing. Such claims are made to cheat ordinary foolish people. The Krishna Consciousness Movement declares war against such bogus incarnations. The bogus propaganda put out by people claiming to be God has killed God consciousness all over the world. Members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement must be very alert to defy these rascals who are presently misleading the whole world. One such rascal, known as Paundraka, appeared before Lord Krishna and the Lord immediately killed him. Of course, those who are Krishna's servant cannot kill such imitation gods, but they should try their best to defeat them through the evidence of Shastra, authentic knowledge received through the disciplic succession. Sei vibhinnam shajiva duito prakar eko nitya mukto eko nitya samsar. The living entities, jivas, are divided into two categories. Some are eternally liberated and others are eternally conditioned. Nitya mukta nitya krishna charane unmukha krishna parishada nama bhunja seva sukha. Those who are eternally liberated are always awake to Krishna consciousness and they render transcendental loving service at the feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna and they are eternally enjoying the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. Nitya bandha krishna haite nitya bahir mukha nitya sanshara bhunje naraka adi dukha. Apart from the ever liberated devotees, there are the conditioned souls who always turn away from the service of the Lord. They are perpetually conditioned in this material world and are subjected to the material tribulations brought about by different bodily forms in hellish conditions. Sei doshe maya pishachi dandakare tare adhyatmika dita patrayo tare jari mare. Due to his being opposed to Krishna consciousness, the conditioned soul is punished by the witch of the external energy, Maya. He is thus ready to suffer the threefold miseries. Miseries brought about by the mind, by the body and mind, the inimical behavior of other living entities and the natural disturbances caused by the demigods. Kama krodhero das hoya taralathi khai bramite judi sadhu vaidyo pai tar upadesha mantre pishachi palai krishna bhakti pai tave krishna nikato jai. In this way, the conditioned soul becomes the servant of lusty desires, and when these are not fulfilled, he becomes the servant of anger and continues to be kicked by the external energy, Maya. Wandering and wandering throughout the universe, he may by chance get the association of a devotee physician whose instructions and hymns make the witch of the external energy flee. The conditioned soul thus gets into touch with devotional service to Lord Krishna, and in this way he can approach nearer and nearer to the Lord. Purport. An explanation of verse 8 through 15 is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabaha Bhashya. The Lord is spread throughout the creation in his quadruple expansions and incarnations. Krishna is fully represented with all potencies in each and every personal extension. But the living entities, all the separated expansions, are also considered one of the Lord's energies. The living entity are divided into two categories, the eternally liberated and the eternally conditioned. Those who are ever liberated never come in contact with Maya, the external energy. The ever-conditioned souls are always under the clutches of external energy. This is described by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 7.14. Devi esh gunamayi mo maya vrittaya. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. The nitya baddhas are always conditioned by the external energy, and the nitya muktas never come in contact with the external energy. Sometimes an ever-liberated personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends into this universe just as the Lord descends. Although working for the liberation of conditioned souls, the messenger of the Supreme Lord remains untouched by the material energy. Generally, ever-liberated personalities live in the spiritual world as associates of Lord Krishna, and they are known as Krishna Parisad, associates of the Lord. Their only business is enjoying Lord Krishna's company. And even though such eternally liberated persons come within this material world to I'm sorry, Maharaj. Their only business is enjoying Lord. Generally, ever-liberated personalities live in the spiritual world as associates of Lord Krishna, and they are known as Krishna Parisad, associates of the Lord. Their only business is enjoying Lord Krishna's company. And even though such eternally liberated persons come within this material world to serve the Lord's purpose, they enjoy Lord Krishna's company without stoppage. The ever-liberated persons who works on Krishna's behalf enjoys Lord Krishna's company through his engagement. The ever-conditioned soul, provoked by lusty desires to enjoy the material world, is forced to transmigrate from one body to another. Sometimes he is elevated to higher planetary systems, and sometimes he is degraded to helispheric planets and subjected to the tribulations of the external energy. Due to being conditioned by the external energy, the conditioned soul within this material world gets two kinds of bodies, a gross material body and a subtle material body composed of mind, intelligence and ego. And due to the gross and subtle bodies, he is subjected to the threefold miseries, adhyatmika, adhibhautika and adhidaivika, miseries arising from the body and mind, other living entities and natural disturbances caused by demigods from higher planetary systems. The conditioned soul subjected to the threefold material miseries is ceaselessly kicked by Maya, and this is his disease. If by chance he meets a saintly person who works on Krishna's behalf to deliver conditioned souls, and if he agrees to abide by his order, he can gradually approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. कामादिनां कतिन कतिधा पालित दुर्निदेशास तेषां जातमयि न करुणा न त्रपा नोपशान्तिः उत्सृज्यैतान् अथ जदुपते साम्प्रतं लब्धबुद्धिस्त्वाम् आयातः शरणम् अभयं मां नियुक् स्वात्मा दास्ये ओ माय लॉर्ड. There is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. O my Lord, O head of the Jadu dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires, and I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Purport. This verse is also quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.35. When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are saying Hare, O energy of Lord, O my Lord Krishna. In this way, we are simply addressing the Lord and His spiritual potency represented as Radha Krishna, Sitaram, or Lakshmi Narayan. The devotee always prays to the Lord and his internal energy consort so that he may engage in their transcendental loving service. When the conditioned soul attains his real spiritual energy and fully surrenders unto the Lord's lotus feet, he tries to engage in the Lord's service. This is a real constitutional position of the living entity. Krishna bhakti hai abhi deya pradhan bhakti mukha nirikshaka karma yoga gyan. Devotional service to Krishna is the chief function of the living entity. There are different methods for the liberation of the conditioned soul: karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti. But all are dependent on bhakti. Eisha vasadhanero atituchobal Krishna bhakti vina taha ditenare fall. Without devotional service, all other methods for spiritual self-realization are weak and insignificant. Unless one comes to the devotional service of Lord Krishna, jnana and yoga cannot give the desired results. Purport. In the Vedic scriptures, stress is sometimes given to the fruitive activity, speculative knowledge, and the mystic yoga system. Although people are inclined to practice these processes, they cannot attain the desired results without being touched by Krishna bhakti, devotional service. In other words, the real desired results is to invoke dormant love for Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam 1-6 states, Savai pumsam paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokshaje ahetuki apratihata jajatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, of all living, of all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Karma, jnana and yoga cannot actually awaken love of Godhead. One has to take to the Lord's devotional service, and the more one is inclined to devotional service, the more he loses interest in other so-called achievements. Dhruva Maharaj went to practice mystic yoga to see the Lord personally face to face. But when he developed an interest in devotional service, he saw that he was not being benefited by karma, jnana and yoga. Naishkarmyam apiyachita bhava varjitam nashobhate jnanam alam niranjanam kutaha punaha sashvad abhadramishvare nacharpitam karma jad apiyakaranam. When pure knowledge is beyond all material and affinity, but is not dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, it does not appear very beautiful. Although it is knowledge without a material tinge, what then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the beginning and transient by nature? If they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord, how can they be very attractive? Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12. Even after writing many Vedic literatures, Vyasadeva felt very morose. Therefore, his spiritual master, Narada Deva, told him that he could be happy by writing about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Up to that time, Srila Vyasadeva had written the Karmakanda and Jnanakanda sections of the Vedas, but he had not written about the Upasana Kanda or Bhakti. Thus, his spiritual master, Narada, chastised him and advised him to write about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Vyasadeva began writing Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashasvino Manasvino Mantravidaha Sumangalaha Kshemam Navindati Vinayad Arpanam Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha. Those who perform severe austerities and penances, those who give away all their possessions out of charity, those who are very famous for their auspicious activity, and those who are engaged in meditation and mental speculation, and even those who are very expert in reciting the Vedic mantras are not able to obtain any auspicious results, although they are engaged in auspicious activities, if they do not dedicate their activities to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I therefore repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose glories are always auspicious. Purport. This is also a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.17. Kevala jnana mukti dite nare bhakti vine krishna mukha sei mukti hoy bina jnane. Speculative knowledge alone without devotional service is not able to give liberation. On the other hand, even without knowledge, one can obtain liberation if one engages in the Lord's devotional service. Purport. One cannot attain liberation simply by speculative knowledge, even though one may be able to distinguish between Brahman and matter. One's liberation will be hampered if one is misled into thinking that the living entity is as good as the Supreme Personality. Indeed, one falls down again into the material platform because considering oneself the Supreme Person, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is offensive. When such a person comes in contact with a pure devotee, he can actually become liberated from the material bondage and engage in the Lord's service. A prayer by Bilwa Mangala Thakur is relevant here. Bhakti stvai stiratara bhagavan jadi syat daivena naha phalati divya kishora murtihi muktihi swayam mukulitanjali sevate asman dharmartha kamaga gatayah samaya pratikshah. O my Lord, if one engages in your pure devotional service with determination, you become visible in your original transcendental youthful form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As far as liberation is concerned, she stands before the devotee with folded hands, waiting to render service. Religion, economic development, and sense gratification are all automatically attained without separate endeavor. Krishna Karna Mitra 107.
Dhanavad Prabhu, thank you very much.
Dhanavad Maharaj, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Prabhu. If you like, you can say Hare Krishna, Dhanavad. Dhanavad, Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.